Hello,
good morning.
Good morning. My name is Gustavo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. Today, we are conducting a shared public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions.
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much. As you are aware, very few people actually voting in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail and ballot, you can indicate that as well. And I have already voted by absentee mail and ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I'm likely going to vote.
Is that very likely or somewhat likely to vote?
I'm very likely.
Thank you so much. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail, ballot, or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail and ballot. I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
Vote by mail.
By mail. Thank you so much. With which political party are you registered? Republican?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you so much. What is your main racial background? African-American, Black, Asian, or Asian-American, White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Thank you. What is your age?
I am 39.
Thank you so much. And, well, you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. And the first one is Raquel Regalado.
Unfavorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Cindy Lerner.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The next one is Cindy Lerner.
Not really aware of that person.
You have never heard of her? Or don't you have an opinion of her?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
And is that very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
And Richard Prashnik?
Favorable.
Is that very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carlos Garin, Shlomo Danzinger, Daniela Levin Cava, Alexander Otaola, Miguel Quintero, Eddie Rojas, or Manny Cid?
Daniela Cava.
Thank you so much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levin Cava?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnik, or Cindy Lerner?
I would say none.
All right, thank you. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnik, or Cindy Lerner?
None. I'm still not. I haven't researched the candidates to make an opinion today.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
I have not.
No. And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
No, I have not.
Thank you. You will now be asking a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
And is that very or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you. When is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
Thank you so much. And what is your national ancestry?
I'm from Chile. Chile and South America.
All right. In your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, or speak Spanish and English equally, or
mostly Spanish.
I'm sorry. Just a minute.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. In that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your participation. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. You too. Good luck with the rest of the survey.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a good day. Well, goodbye.